Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Colin Economics Report. We've got a great show planned for you this weekend. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. As always, we appreciate your comments. We're starting out the show with Chris Martinson. I saw Chris just recently on the Bill O'Reilly Show on the Fox News Network. Very, very interesting things that he had to say. Being on O'Reilly's show, by the way, is a real coup. Almost as important as being on this show, Chris. Having said that, you were expressing some what I would have to call serious trepidation about what's going on in the U.S. economy right now and what's going on in the U.S. stock market. Can you share that with our listeners?
I'd love to. You know, there's been a lot of hoo-ha recently about the idea of this high-frequency trading, and the tagline of that was that the markets are rigged. Boy, they don't have the half of it out. The markets have been completely rigged by the efforts of the Federal Reserve, other central banks, to just pump the markets up. And it's just been an illusion, right? As long as the Fed and the other central banks are pumping, the market goes up. And listen, that is a very, very dangerous market because it means everybody is expecting the Federal Reserve to be larger than the market. That has never been a good bet in the past. When you peel under the covers and you look at the fundamentals, yes, they will matter again someday. Al, those fundamentals just don't look good here.
One aspect of the conventional market that really sticks with me, Chris, is the amount of margin out there. There is so much. We haven't seen levels this high at any time in the conventional markets, which is just another sign, I think, of the Fed keeping interest rates low, enticing people to go deeper into debt because they think they're making money in the market. And right now they are making money in the market, but it's simply just numbers on a computer screen. And when some people start to rush for the door, well, then margin starts getting called, and that's when we can see huge drops. What, you have comments on this?
Sure, Corey. Yeah, margin debt is really has a self-reinforcing aspect on the way up and just as good one on the way down. And once, you know, margin is borrowed money that I'm going to use to go buy stocks that I couldn't otherwise afford. I only have $10,000 to account, and I go on margin and I borrow another $10,000. And so I've got $20,000 worth of stock. As long as that stock's going up, I'm happy. When the stock starts going down, I become unhappy very quickly. It's just borrowed money. And so that is one of the things fundamentally when I look under there. We are not just at high levels of margin debt right now. We're at record levels of margin debt. That's we've seen two other peaks about as high as the one we're in. One was in 2007. The other was in 1999. I think we know how those periods turned out afterwards.
You know, you kind of downplayed the impact of HFT, high-frequency trading, but I recently read an article, which, you know, I've read a lot of articles that have brought out the fact that over 50% of the volume in the market is caused by high-frequency trading. That, according to a lot of those articles, takes fundamental values out of investing. That's what bothers me more than anything about high-frequency trading. I mean, if somebody wants to make a thousandth of a penny or a ten-thousandth of a penny off of me, I mean, and they know how to do it, I guess I would have to say, yeah, I care, but not really. But in terms of taking the fundamentals out of the market, Chris, that bothers me a lot. Because as you say, hey, man, the fundamentals in our economy stink.
The high-frequency trading, you know, they really focus the debate down around, you know, is it just a fraction of a penny? But the high-frequency traders have been doing all kinds of things. They've been doing things, what's called, quote, spoofing, where they'll throw in tens of thousands of orders higher or lower than a given a security or maybe a commodity ought to be, and create the appearance that there's a market there, and people will step in to try and buy, and all the quotes disappear. The high-frequency traders are now 99% of all the quotes that are show up on your quote screen in a given day are high-frequency traders. They have no intention of filling even a fraction of those. So the volume we think is there and the liquidity we think we there isn't there. And yes, they've been, you know, skimming a few pennies here and there. I think they touched a nerve when it got revealed that that's what they were doing, because let's face it, all of Wall Street's a skimming operation. That's what they do, right? So they got a little nervous when it got exposed that high-frequency trading is just computerized skimming. It's more elegant and sophisticated, but it's just another skimming racket. So when we look under the market structure itself, you're right, most of the volume and nearly all of the quotes that we see are actually chimerical. They're computers that have The high average, high frequency trading algorithm holds its stock for 11 seconds. That's how long they do this. It's crazy.
Chris, I agree with you. This volume that high frequency trading is giving to the market is absolutely ludicrous. It's showing, or at least trying to show investors that, hey, look, there are a lot of buyers and a lot of sellers out there when, quite frankly, it's just computer programming. It's just testing out where everybody is. The other aspect of this high-frequency trading that gets me is all these dark pools. And these things sound very scary to me because as much as we look over to Asia and say, oh, look at their shadow banking system, you know what? These dark pools, in my eyes, aren't a whole lot different.
Well, the dark pools just represent a whole piece of the market that we don't get to see. It's almost like, you know, everybody else is at the store buying milk for $3 a gallon, but out in the parking lot, there's a whole different price for it. And you don't get to see that as a regular shopper, but it's a really, really large portion of the overall market. So there's, you know, what's the story? The United States has the largest, most transparent, safest, most liquid capital markets in the world. Well, HFT and dark pools prove that those are false, 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 and wrong. And so that's really important because, let's face it, markets live on confidence, and I've lost confidence that our markets are free, fair, and open and not rigged. I think the rest of the world is losing that same confidence. And let's be completely honest, it doesn't take a magic genius to earn $1 million as a banker. Practically anybody can do it and is willing to do it. So we don't have an advantage there that Hong Kong or some other place in the world, Singapore or whoever, wouldn't be glad to take away from us by running a little freer, a little more fair, a little more open market. And Wall Street has proven to be completely incapable of regulating itself for anybody's benefit but its own.
Well, it's all about money, unfortunately. You know, and a lot of people would say, well, there you go. Capitalism is all about money. Capitalism is immoral, blah, blah, blah. I strongly disagree with that, and we don't really have time to go into why I disagree with it right now, but I'm sure you do also, because, you know, you're a good example. Corey and I are good examples of, you know, capitalism in its pure sense. I think that capitalism, as it's existing, as it pertains to Wall Street, real quick, is not pure capitalism. I think it's basically what I would call crony capitalism, for lack of better terms. Chris, you've got a weekend seminar coming up here, and we have the banner posted on our site. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us what you're going to cover, and tell us when it's going to happen.
Sure, let's start with when. It's April 25th, 6th, and 7th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's in Roe, Massachusetts. Really nice place. Very quaint and isolated. We like that because we really have a form a very powerful group for the weekend. And what we're going to do there is give people an opportunity to really talk about these changes that are coming. You know, the crash course has all the data. Call that the left brain. Well, we go over to the right brain side of the story, which is what decisions do we need to make? Why might we not be making those decisions? You know, what do we need to do in order to really become prepared? Because the goal of this weekend is to help people come out energized and ready to be more resilient and more engaged. Those are the two words we're really trying to hone in on. And so, fantastic time. People love getting together and being able to talk openly about what they really see going on in the world. No filters. And cross-section, doctors, lawyers, single moms, you name it. It's a really interesting mix of people who come. They're all curious and a lot of fun to be around.
Whereabouts in Massachusetts are you going to be doing it?
This is in Roe, Mass, and it's in the western part of the state, and it's at a very nice facility there called the Roe Conference Center.
Okay, and who are some of the people you're inviting?
Well, these are people who've signed up and registered for this, so it's going to be myself and Adam and Becca, my wife, will be there leading the various seminar pieces. Jim Kunstler will be there this year as a guest, I believe, and we have a number of financial advisors who come along in case people have very specific questions.
We highly recommend it based on one thing, Chris and Adam. They're two very, very bright guys. This is something that I think people in the area could certainly benefit from. Stick around. We're going to be right back with our expert panel discussing the markets this past week.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, one of my favorite guys in the world to talk with is Chris Martins. And Corey and I have met him a number of times at shows. The last time we met him at the Casey Conference down in Tucson. And I got to tell you, he and his partner are two of the most interesting people in the world. And I would love to go to that conference that he's talking about, because it would be great to meet his wife also. Having said that, We have a new guest on the show right now. This gentleman has done a daily editorial with us. His name is Dan Kurz. He's joining us from Switzerland right now. He is, among other things, an expert on precious metals, specifically gold, and we're going to chat with him a little bit about why gold is so important from a U.S. perspective. Dan, you're on, bud.
Thanks a lot, Al. Appreciate it. Allow me a brief disclosure. I'm an investment advisor for Naples Asset Management, and my remarks here are general in nature, and my observations and opinions are based on observations of factors such as world financial market developments, macro and microeconomic trends, and fiscal and monetary occurrences. I'm not soliciting business. I would welcome follow-up discussions with listeners, potential clients, as regards strategic portfolios, should they be interested, and assuming my firm, Naples Asset Management, is duly licensed in the caller state. So with that as a backdrop, let me jump in, if I may, to the topic that hopefully will capture your interest, scarce physical gold, what I call the U.S. economy's wealth of nations thermostat. And let me start with a quote and ask you who the author is, and you're going to be surprised when I answer. Quote, "In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare statists' big government tirades against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Gold stands in the way of this insidious process. It stands as a protector of property rights. If one grasps this, one has no difficulty in understanding the statist antagonism toward the gold standard." The author? Would you believe Alan Greenspan? In 1966, long before he became Fed chairman. With that as a backdrop, let's consider for a moment the U.S. monetary base, or the epicenter of the global monetary system, which has recently eclipsed $4 trillion, the balance sheet of the U.S. Central Bank and its reserve members. This is an unprecedented 400% increase since the Lehman crisis in the second half of 2008. Meanwhile, above-ground gold stocks over the same time period are some 10% larger, and a gold price per ounce is up 70%. Relatively small, that increase, compared to the increase in the balance sheet of the U.S. Central Bank. Historically speaking, and over time, monetary base expansion in a fractional reserve banking system ultimately gets reflected in the money supply, which leads us to too many dollars chasing too few goods and services, or monetary inflation. Constitutionally speaking, money was supposed to be tethered to gold and silver. Interestingly, the increase in above-ground gold over the last 43 years since the Bretton Woods dollar gold standard was terminated has been at about a 1.5 to 2% per annum rate and has roughly paralleled real economic growth. Nominal GDP growth over the same time period has been closer to 6%, the difference being 4% inflation, which the rise in the dollar gold price over the past 43 years has more than successfully offset. Before we progress with what I like to call our gold thermostat, which should continue to heat up what's going on, let's consider gold supply statistics as tabulated by registered, that is, deliverable COMEX gold inventory. That inventory is only 257,000 ounces higher than its all-time earlier level this year of 500,000 ounces. So that makes for 757,000 ounces just recently, which is 30% of its year-ago level and currently represents only about $1 billion worth of gold at current prices. Clearly, this extremely low COMEX inventory position points to substantial supply constraints should gold demand increase. Against this backdrop, let's examine the QE wind-down story we've been sold a bit more closely. Does it really have legs? The arguably fabricated notion of an accelerating economic recovery is being displaced piece by piece by mostly downside restatements of recent economic activity, on the one hand, and by recent reports of broad-based macroeconomic weakness, such as anemic retail sales, frequent below expectations monthly payroll growth, and frequent payroll growth revisions to the downside. Plus, there are over 1 million fewer Americans working today than 6 years ago, and a labor participation rate and real household income hover at or near 40-year lows. Moreover, the economic fallout associated with both last year's stout tax increases and the Obamacare rollout, some 5 million have already lost health care coverage and up to 7 million are projected to, according to the CBO study, this fallout continues. So in aggregate, I would argue that this ultimately leads to increased monthly QE down the road. And as we know, currency debasement, the traditional definition of inflation, underpins the dollar gold price.
Dan, I would agree with you that the factors in the U.S. right now are not very positive at all. And the continuing tapering by the Fed, I have truly believed that if they continue this taper, they will need to institute a new program to inject more capital into the markets, just because there isn't other capital, I believe, that's flooding in. We're seeing treasury purchases by international parties dropping. We've also seen the wealth of the average American fall a lot. So I would agree with you that this QE would be continued in some form of another. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do it. But I guess my question to you is, do you think this leads to a higher gold price because physical demand will increase, or do you think it will remain on the paper market and therefore still be susceptible to some of the manipulation out there?
And we're going to get right back to this question as soon as our stations take a quick commercial break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our conversation with Dan Kurz. Dan, when we left off the last segment, I posed a question to you talking about an increase in QE if it would result in more of the physical demand for gold being a factor in the gold price rather than in the paper market where the price is pretty much set now. Can you address this comment?
Sure, I sure can. As far as QE and that being revved back up, let me just make a statement about that. I think if we don't go onto a more wholesome economic trajectory, in other words, if our toxic stew of economic growth inhibitors doesn't get addressed, isn't going to get addressed, then I'm very convinced that sooner or later, probably sooner, we're going to get more QE. To tie that into paper gold, physical gold, well, obviously, I think the paper gold is the tail and physical gold is the dog. And paper gold has been, I'm going to say, manipulated by growing deliverability constraints, and that is growing issues with what? Short sales. There is no backing. There's no physical backing. We see that at the COMEX. If we go to physical gold, on the other hand, what do we see? We see increased signs of global, say, OECD supply constraints or shortages from the very questionable gold holdings of the Fed to reported sales of substantial sales of gold by the Bank of England and other OECD banks. So I think, Corey, in a nutshell, when it becomes obvious that the central banks or the Fed revisits QE, then I think people are going to realize that this unwinding of QE is a fairy tale and gold is going to go only one way, and that's up.
You know, I got to tell you, Dan, I agree with you 100% on that one. QE, a lot of people feel, was absolutely necessary to save the U.S. economy. But it basically really has, in my opinion, really made the stock market something that is not a realistic market at this moment in time. And I have to agree 100% that ultimately it has nothing but positive implications for the price of gold. I like what you have to say. Continue, if you would.
Sure. We touched Corey and Al on the earlier part of the segment on what scarce physical gold, and I called it the U.S. economy's wealth of nations thermostat. Well, we looked at this year, but if we look beyond this year and frame it with what the federal government did last year, in that it did what? The federal debt ceiling got removed. It suspended it. And to me, this clearly suggests less, not more, federal spending discipline. And again, that has clear QE implications and potentially even bigger future deficits that comes along with it than the $1.2 trillion-plus federal deficit average per annum that we had over the past 5 years. If we go from there, Al and Corey, I mean, take a look at the politically driven delayed rollout of Obamacare and all the affordability, coverage, and administrative issues. These things are going to continue to suppress both full-time job creation and capital spending in the vital small to mid-sized business sector, which are the engines of national payroll growth. And this obviously is going to point to what? Sustained weakness in private sector employment, and thus national income accounts, and in my mind, by extension, in federal tax receipts. QE dependency revisited. And if you look at what's going on with federal tax receipts that were up substantially, driven by a material growth in marginal tax rates and increase in marginal taxes on both income and capital, this is also going to inevitably result in less private sector economic activity down the road and, by extension, lower federal income tax receipts. QE dependency revisited here as well.
Dan, it just seems like all over the U.S., the money printing is not funneling down to the people and not helping the average citizen. And therefore, as you keep on saying, this QE dependency being that the market needs this capital to continue to flow in and almost flow in higher levels, wouldn't you say?
I think given where we're going and the policy that we have on offer, it's the only game in town, Corey. Is it a sustainable one? No. Is it a wealth of nations trajectory? No. Does it disenfranchise the majority of Americans in the process? Yes. So what's the reflection of an unsound currency trajectory? A rising gold price, a gold price that rises in inflated dollars, if you will. So it really makes a lot of sense. If we carry this whole thing forward about the economic outlook and we consider private sector job creation and economic vibrancy, and that they're not only being negatively impacted by Obamacare fallout and significantly higher marginal taxes, but by a sustained growth in regulatory complexity. Consider that we've had 6,500 newly posted federal regulations that have been filed in just the last 90 days. Or B, consider an ongoing reduction in the rule of law and the associated property rights. Think of the EPA decision, which deeded an entire town in Wyoming by the name of Riverton to an Indian tribe, disenfranchising 10,000 American citizens with a stroke of a fiat pen. And C, consider a free market destructive surge in crony capitalism that we have. That is, private sector meritocracy replaced by increasingly business success conditions as determined by close relationships between business people and government officials. The refrain that comes to mind is the old Beatles song, Back in the USSR, and that's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. Hey, I want to learn a little bit more about your business, if you would. Now, you spent half your time in Switzerland and half your time in Florida. Tell us a little bit about what you do, would you, Dan?
Absolutely. I'm currently a member of Naples Asset Management, the portfolio manager at Naples Asset Management, a client advisor. And I cover bases also here in Zurich, Switzerland. I jet between the two, or I have long-distance commute. And here in Europe, I was with Credit Suisse in the CIO office of Credit Suisse as a thematic strategist for 5 years. The relationship ended, and I partnered up with Naples Asset Management and do this together with some family office assets that I'm fortunate enough to manage over here in Switzerland.
Dan, I guess to close this out, can you express to us, maybe sum up why you got so interested in gold, or what brought you to your fascination with gold?
Yes, the fact that we are moving away from a wealth of nations trajectory, be it in regulatory, taxation, rule of law. We're moving not just to fiat money, but we're moving to fiat government. And history suggests that when that happens, a currency goes to hell in a handbasket, and the thing that survives is gold. That's real money. And my fascination with gold has increased, in essence, Corey and Al, as a result of all the negative developments, unfortunately, that we're witnessing. And that is what an asset allocator does, right? You find out what is relatively undervalued. Perhaps as a parting shot, if you took today's balance sheet, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, and if the Fed does, in fact, have 8,133 tons of gold, which are highly suspect, then the gold price, if you cover the balance sheet with gold, would be over $15,000 per ounce.
That's absolutely amazing to me. I got to tell you, it's just the case for gold, for lack of better terms, just gets better and better and better. There's absolutely, in my mind anyway, no question about that. Do not construe this, ladies and gentlemen, as being investment advice, because it is not. We're not registered investment advisors, and consequently, it's very inappropriate for us to give that information. But I have to tell you, by chatting with people like Dan, you know, it just strikes me that it's a good place to be, speaking specifically here about gold. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with Glenn Downs. Glenn is our most valuable political contributor, definitely, because, you know, he's on the Hill, and he's been on the Hill for quite some time now. Having said that, Dan Kurz had some very interesting things to say about gold. Gold seems to be the topic du jour today, so we decided to give him a couple of segments. He is a money manager who spends half his time, by the way, in Switzerland and half his time in Florida. Having said that, Glenn, your boss, Congressman Walter Jones, has got a challenger in the primary, which is coming up 3 weeks from Tuesday. He's a challenger that is being supported by the Republican establishment. I believe he's being supported by the Republican establishment because his views are certainly similar to ours in the sense that there are just some things that don't make a lot of sense to him, one of them being the United States playing the role of the policeman of the world. I have a real problem with that. The Republican establishment apparently feels that the United States should be the police force of the world. Boy, I got to tell you, I got a lot of problem with that. What are your comments, man?
Well, thanks again for having me back, Al. Yeah, you're right. Walter Jones is facing a stiff primary challenge here coming up 3 weeks from Tuesday, May 6th in North Carolina. And the individual, there are a couple of people running, but the principal individual running is a fellow who was from here in Washington, D.C., grown up in North Carolina, but had been out of the state his entire adult life, and then moved down and rented a studio apartment in Congressman Jones's district, financially backed by Washington money interests, to try to take out Walter Jones. So we'll see how that goes. But the part of the larger story is, you're exactly right, Al. This is a kind of an issue like Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. The growth of energy and vitality and the Republican Party these days, particularly out in America, not talking about K Street here in Washington, D.C., out in America amongst the taxpayer groups, the liberty-oriented groups, the sort of more libertarian, Tea Party kind of oriented people out there that kind of say, hey, the status quo in Washington, the status quo way of doing things, isn't working very well. What's happened is, as the Republicans have retaken the majority, at least here in the House, you've got a numerical majority with an R beside their name, but they're not a numerical majority of people that think all exactly the same way. So what happens is you'll have our Republican leadership and the lobby K Street crowd downtown come up with solutions to things, like, say, dealing with illegal immigration by providing amnesty and things, and they can't get the Walter Joneses of the world to go along with their deal. So they can't get enough votes to pass what they want. So rather than change what they want, what they've decided is they want to try to take out the people who are the more people of Ron Paul-esque kind of people, or people that are a little more Tea Party, a little more Main Street Republican versus Wall Street Republican. And they're trying to use Congressman Jones, I think, as an example. And the idea, I think the thinking is that they can take out Walter Jones, it will send a message to others. You need to get on board and get in line and back these deals that we come up with, even if the people out there in the country are not so excited about them. You need to do this as a matter of political survival. So it's a really good laboratory case, real-world laboratory case of this internecine fighting within the Republican Party right now.
Glenn, I'm really interested in this divide in the Republican Party. And as you summed it up, it's the difference between the Main Street and the Wall Street kind of mentality of Republicans. As you see this progress, and I understand that the I guess the Wall Street Republicans continue to try to kick out the Main Street Republicans, how have you seen this being playing out in the past? Are we seeing more of the Main Street Republicans, or are the Wall Street guys winning right now?
Well, this is sort of a new phenomenon. What's happened in the last couple of cycles, 2010, 2012 election cycle, the proportion of elected members of Congress with a Republican beside their name here, the proportion of them that are more Main Street, Tea Party, taxpayer, liberty-type people is growing. And, of course, this has not gone down well with some of the crowd downtown here who wants to make trade deals that may or may not be in the best interest of the United States generally, but may benefit specific industries, the people that want to offer amnesty to illegal immigrants as part of some sort of quote-unquote comprehensive immigration reform. So this trend is going against them. So right now that there is an effort here in the 2014 cycle to gather a lot of money from Wall Street, from Washington, D.C. interests, people that are kind of the rent-seeking class, that use government, access to government, information from government to do something that passes for business activity frequently, and try to funnel that money into these different races to try to stop this contagion, is the way they view it, of these people that are quote-unquote not reasonable. So, for example, we just had a deal to not just raise the debt ceiling, but just suspend it, completely get or do away with the debt ceiling up into 2015 in exchange. Nothing in exchange for it. No spending cuts, no concessions whatsoever. Now, in Washington, D.C., that was viewed as being the adult thing to do because we would have had a quote-unquote crisis. So when you have this growing body of Republicans that go, no, wait a minute, kicking the can down the road forever and ever and ever, being involved in, you know, after having spent $1.5 trillion to turn Iraq into Iran, we're getting ready to wrap up the adventure in Afghanistan after having spent about $500 billion conservatively accounting for, there are people that want to go involve us in yet other foreign wars and other foreign adventures, and that's very much the status quo here in Washington, but it is very much at odds with what you're seeing out there in the country. And so the Washington forces are sort of trying to strike back and to try to stop that fundamental shift in values within the Republican Party that has been going on now for a couple of cycles. We'll see how successful they are, but that's what they're trying to do.
Well, the million-dollar question here is, how successful are they going to be? You know, in my opinion, if they are successful, then I would have to say that, and this may be a bit of a stretch, but I would have to say that the 47% is really starting to, I don't want to use the word intimidate, so let's just use the word influence, to influence a lot of the conservatives who will do anything they can, including forgoing their principles to win an election. And I find that to be very, very sad. Glenn, we only have 2 minutes left. I'd like your views on what I just said.
Well, in politics, I've discovered that the principal thing that most of the people involved in is having a majority is you want to have a majority. They want to have a majority just for the sake of having a majority. You know, it's like an amoeba that wants to reproduce in order to continue to exist. That's first things first. Continue to don't do anything to jeopardize your majority is the thinking around here. And of course, the problem is many other people, including a lot of Republicans out in the country, think, well, the purpose of a majority is to do something. So if you say we've got a Republican majority, but we don't really do very much because we don't want to force confrontation, then yeah, you might be able to keep the majority longer, but you might not be able to keep the country. Because some of us think that we are in an existential situation here as it relates, particularly relates to debts and deficits and demographics projecting down the road and not very far down the corridors of time. So this is going to, this year, this cycle, the Walter Jones race being a case in point, will be a good bellwether about whether the country, or at least segments of the country, are prepared to try to face up to the problems that we're confronting, or whether the country wants to just kind of kick the can down the road until a crisis of events just forces a change upon us.
Kicking the can down the road doesn't really work for me whatsoever. By the way, Jeff is going to weigh in on this question here in segments 7 and 8 of the second hour. So we got our two, for lack of better terms, Washington advisors, and I use this term in a very, very positive sense, who've weighed in on this issue. It scares me a little bit. And the thing that scares me is I think that perhaps the Republicans, many of the Republicans, those in power certainly, in obvious power, are really giving up their principles in some of these cases. And I hate to see that happen, but you know, it's interesting. Everybody wants to be the prettiest baby in the nursery, and politicians can't be that if they don't get reelected. Sad but true. Stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.